Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back. I'm kind of awake this morning, the second hour, more so than the first. And we've got Ross on the line. He wants to know a little bit about turkey hunt. So let's field that call here. Ross, tell me again what you need to know about turkey hunting.
Well, other than knowing how to cook a 24-pound turkey, and probably I'd use a shotgun, I really know nothing about them other than they're pretty difficult to take down.
Yeah, they are. You do use a shotgun. And you're at advantage. You're in Pasadena. You got some real good turkey hunters right around you down there.
Mm-hmm.
And do we have your number? Did you? Yeah, Chris got your number. Okay. So what we'll do is I'll call some folks and give them your number.
Mm-hmm.
These are fellows that are very active in the National Wild Turkey Federation. The local chapter down there is called Central Maryland chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation. But Russ, I know you're very active online, correct?
Yes.
Go to NWTF, www.nwtf.org. That's the National Wild Turkey Federation.
I'm getting a pen right now.
All right.
NWTF,
National Wild Turkey Federation.
.org.
Yep, .org.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right. And there's a tab on there for hunting. And it tells you all about wild turkeys.
Oh, okay.
Know your prey, what gear to use, find a place to hunt, what to do before the hunt, like patterning your shotgun, the latest and greatest on calling and decoying tactics and that type of thing after the hunt, how to, you know, that type of thing. There's a wealth of knowledge right there that I can possibly cover here on the radio. But I can tell you this, if you get into it, and I've not, okay, limited times I've been turkey hunting, it's a lot of fun. It's a nice way to get out in the woods in the spring. You do have to spray down with some Sawyers or some other kind of anti-tick repellent.
Mm-hmm.
Your movements and your camouflage have got to be spot on.
Yeah, it sounds pretty challenging to me.
It is indeed. I mean, you know, ground blind makes up for a lot of errors. You can move a little bit freer in there, and you don't have to worry too much about, you know, matching the terrain with your camo.
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to go out and sit on a turkey stool in the woods, but you know, there's some basic calls that you can use. Some of them, mostly the yelp, and that can be done on a variety of things: a box, a slate, a mouth call. You know, I like to use a variety. I personally like to use a slate, and that's a round piece of slate or glass in a kind of a sound chamber, and you strike it with a wood striker.
Oh, gotcha.
And it just kind of makes that little
Oh.
Yeah, that's all you need, you know.
And
if you don't overcall, you'll probably be more effective. And then the game is, once you locate the gobbler, or the gobbler locates you, then you've got to entice that gobbler to come into gun range.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that by...
Which is about what?
Gun range, with a typically patterned turkey shotgun, 40 yards.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, if you've got a decoy out there at 25 and the turkey, you know, and that's another science all to itself. Do you want to put a hen decoy out? you know, and use the sexual attraction, or do you want to use, a hen and a Jake or two Jakes, you know, where the boss gobbler's going to challenge the juveniles? Do you want to put a gobbler out there and have the, you know, in the territorial thing? And that's where the fun comes in, trying to figure out what this gobbler is going to respond to, whether he's coming looking for a fight or looking for love. Or looking to run off the kids, or, you know, or what he's doing.
Yeah.
And that's where the fun and the science and all this stuff comes in, because, you know, you get him that close where you've gotten his attention onto the decoys, and he's strutting out there in front of you and putting on a big display for the ladies, and then he's putting a run on the Jakes, or jumping on your decoy or whatever, you know, to try and kill it. That's where the fun comes in. It's up close and personal fun.
Compared to other hunting, it sounds like you're playing chess instead of checkers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're not sitting in a box waiting for a deer to come up and eat a bite of corn.
Right.
You know, I mean, I can liken it to bow hunting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the big bucks. I mean, you let a lot of them walk by. But keep in mind, you know, if you got five turkeys in front of you, you know, you got 10 eyes on you. So you move your little finger and they're gone, you know.
Yeah.
So, but it can, you know, you can get them right close to you. You can get them right in the blind. And, you know, and the sound a gobbler makes, when he sounds off close to you, it'll put the hair up on the back of your neck. And I think that's what the thrill is. So, I'm starting to talk myself into going turkey hunting this year. So.
Well, thanks a lot, Alan.
All right, man. But yeah, NWTF.org, and we've got your number. We'll get a couple guys locally to give you a call.
Okay? Thank you.
Thanks, Ross. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I hope that helped. 410 WCBM 680. We're giving away two tickets to the Steve Chapman event, May 11th. That's Mother's Day weekend, Friday night at the Eastern Assembly of God there in Dundalk. At nice place. I mean, good food. They serve at Good Fellowship. They serve a nice meal there. And so we would invite you to call. Leave your number. We'll pick a winner for the tickets here at the end of the show. And we'll send you two tickets out. Or they'll send you two tickets out. Or, you know, have you pick them up at the door or whatever. We'll make the connection. Don't worry about that. And that's from Camo Preacher. So he's good with that. Moving right along. I mentioned the email from the public information officer, and here's what happened. Last Tuesday, I guess the whatever, 19th, 18th, whenever, a Dorchester County man was ordered to pay $7,000 in restitution to the state and had his hunting privileges suspended for 3 years after pleading guilty to deer poaching charges. Jeffrey Cherry, 43 years old, of Hurlock, also was sentenced to complete 160 hours of community service, and he forfeited 9 buck antler racks by the Talbot County District Court Judge John Nunn III. Now, I've been in Judge Nunn's courtroom. I think he's very fair. I think he's very even-handed. I think he, you know, wants you to get to the facts and get your case done. But $7,000 in restitution for poaching white-tailed deer. Cherry was charged in January after an investigation found he hunted without a license, did not purchase a bow hunting stamp, failed to report a deer harvest to the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and knowingly provided the department with false information. The judge ordered Cherry to pay $1,000 in fines, but suspended an additional $3,000. Cherry was ordered to pay restitution of $5,000 for killing a 10-point buck and $2,000 for killing an 8-point buck. This is the Poaching Restitution Act passed in the General Assembly in 2016. As a result of work done by the Maryland Hunting Coalition, I am very, very proud of the Poaching Restitution Act. Now, this money goes to the Wildlife Fund. It doesn't go to the general funds. So this money will be used for enforcement or purchase equipment or wild game management program or something like that. The money will go to the State Wildlife Management and Protection Fund. That's how the bill was written, so that the money just didn't get lost. It goes right back to the resource. So very pleased with this this ruling, this judgment. And notice he forfeited 9 buck antler racks. This fellow's been at this a long time, and he got caught, and he got hit in the pocketbook to the tune of $7,000 thanks to the Poaching Restitution Act, and we're tickled to see that happen. So we got a little theme song. Be 160 hours of community service. He needed a deer rack more than he needed money, apparently. But he didn't pay his money for a bow license. Or a license. Money, more important than a woman. Deer racks, more important than your reputation. Yeah, he robbed us of the natural resources. You know, he illegally stole deer from the landscape. That's what he did. All right, let's talk about our buddies down at Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. They've got custom bucktails and parachutes. They carry those Habanero custom baits, and I'll tell you what, they're spectacular. I looked at them on the rack there yesterday. You ought to see them. The colors are beautiful. The skirts are magnificent. I think they're silicone, and they really make a nice profile in the water. Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies. They got all the trolling rods and reels, all the gear, all the shads, everything. They got the planer boards, custom lines, flags, and all the advice you need on how to troll with planer boards. Yeti coolers, Costa Del Mar sunglasses, everything for turkey hunting. It's Chesapeake Outdoors, located at Route 50 East, exit 39B on Kent Island in Chester, Maryland. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. And coming back on this side of the bridge, if you like to garden, I like to recommend Chillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. I'll tell you, we were there the other day. What a gorgeous place. Annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot. Bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, pansies, impatiens, petunias, soil to plant them in. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too. Ready to plant in your home garden, tasty tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon and cantaloupe and hot peppers and herbs. Papa John's, located off I-97, exit 12, 8029, New Cut Road in Severn. You drive right to the greenhouses to make your selection, or you can call 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or for your church. And guess what? Mother's Day, right around the corner, May 13th. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville. Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner, and truck your accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, you know, Clyde's Sports Shop, they're rocking right now. I mean, that's the big game plan right there, the trolling for rockfish. And they've got all the baits and all the lures and all the line and all the trolling combos that you need, no question about it. But they also have a full stock of non-offset circle hooks. And they'll be able to help you with chum and all the other live baits that you can use for any type of fishing, including freshwater. You know, they've got the bull minnows, and they've got the freshwater shiners, and they've got everything else, the grass shrimp, the bloodworms, the night crawlers, and more for bait, if you like to use bait. Now, back to trolling. You know, they do have the pen reels, the new Warfare. It's a 30-weight level line, really good price. They've got good prices on trolling combos. Of course, they have Shakespeare and Fluger and Ugly Sticks and St. Croix rods as well. And they do rod and reel repair and line winding as well. Don't forget, Clyde Sports Shop has been around for 61 years. They know all about fishing all across Maryland, and they can tell you where and how to fish. Clyde Sports Shop. Oh, the 24-hour fishing hotline. I ought to mention that. The 24/7 fishing hotline is 247-FISH. Pretty simple to remember. 410-247-FISH for Clyde's Sports Shop.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCPM. We got 13 channels of a wrestling coming in strong from our satellite sand. 200 function remote control. Stereo, football, baseball, NASCAR too. A picture and a picture and it's all in view. And if it comes on just a little too late, it'll be breezy ours. We can get it all day. The high tech.
Doing a little heavy George Jones there today, aren't you? Huh? Well, you like George Jones. Yeah, I know. It's all right. Yeah, I wonder if he gets Hulu and Netflix.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. And Amazon. Amazon TV. You ever watch it? They got a few good series on there.
Yeah, I haven't watched it lately. It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
I usually fall asleep after 5 minutes it turns TV on.
Good thing Robin's not here. There's one show we watch together, mm-hmm. and I usually make it through. And it's a soap opera.
Oh.
Seriously, we do.
Okay.
And then she'll turn something on, like Perry Mason, you know, on MeTV. And we watch that. And I'll fall asleep maybe just before they get the verdict. I mean, or who the killer is.
Yeah,
you know, when the killer is revealed, of course, it's, you know, it's not
out.
It's not the guy that says, I'd just like to kill that guy. Well, he ain't the guy that killed him.
No.
Yeah, so
it's the one in the corner that's quiet that you got to watch out for.
It's usually the secretary or somebody who's, you know, least suspected and has played a minor role going in. And, you know, and then all of a sudden it all ties together. But
you don't see that because you're.
No, but I like when he frustrates Hamilton Berger. That's fun. Or Lieutenant Trag. But we saw the very first Perry Mason the other day.
I think MeTV is a great
channel. It's great. It is really cool. So, but anyway, so sometimes I'll make it through. But turn on The Chew or MasterChef or Chopped or, you know, I'm gone.
Yeah.
I really am. So. Especially in the middle of the afternoon. If I come home after a long day, you know, and we watch General Hospital.
But we're not going to mention any names, are we?
Of the soap opera? No.
No.
You know what? She's watched it for years. I watch it with her. It's fun. That, to me, you know, I can't tell you who's doing what or any of the names or any of their past history or any of that stuff, but.
Well, there's no need to because, you know, 3 years from now you can watch it and not much has happened.
Well, somebody came on not too long ago and that was the original other person in the came back as a brand new character, but it was an actress that was played another role originally in the series beyond back, you know.
Gotcha.
And then they got blown up and killed and, you know, one woman was in a coma for 20 years and, you know.
The usual.
And no wear and tear after 20 years in a coma. None.
None.
Nope.
No
so.
Muscle deterioration or anything like that.
Nope. All the muscles are in the right place.
There you go. Got
so,
it.
Anyway, but yeah.
We digress.
We do digress. So anyway, here we are. We're, you know, we're just kind of following along here. Newsletter went out, by the way, for the Marilyn Hine Coalition. This week as well, we had our wrap up of the perspective of the General Assembly and what happened, and then we've had that, and then we also have. Oh, here's something I can talk about. This was in our newsletter. You all know we've talked about Sean Mann here in the past. Governor Larry Hogan announced the appointment of two Maryland hunters to the Maryland Outdoor Recreational Economic Commission, which is called MOAR. And the Wildlife Advisory Commission, WAC. These are two important appointments, and we're most grateful to the governor for having recognized the unique skills and experience these two hunters bring to the table, said Alan Ellis, executive director of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Apparently somebody wrote this press release with my quote. Sean Mann is a board member of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. He was appointed to MOAR, the governor, Maryland Outdoor Recreation Economic Commission, in order to represent the interests of the state's hunting community. MOAR was created by Executive Order 01.01-2017.24 for the purpose of developing strategies and marketing recommendations to the governor to strengthen the state's outdoor recreation industry and help ensure increased investment in Maryland's outdoor recreation resources. The commission will provide a final report to the governor by December 1st, 2019, and Sean Mann will do an excellent job of serving Maryland's hunting community on this commission. Sean is not only world champion Canada Goose Caller, but his renowned custom-made calls are sold nationwide. He often appears on outdoor shows where he demonstrates his calling skills afield in the Eastern Shore, said Senator John Astle, Senate co-chair of the bipartisan Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. Steve Keithley, who's been a guest on this show, was appointed to the Maryland Wildlife Advisory Commission, established by 10-2004 of the Natural Resources Article, Maryland Annotated Code. The purpose of the WAC is to advise the Secretary of DNR on policy-related issues impacting wildlife management decisions, inclusive of hunting. WAC Chairman Lou Compton noted that Steve is a lifelong hunter whose credentials and experience will enhance WAC's ability to advise DNR. Steve also works with Robin and I with Bucks, Bears, and Stags as one of our scores. He's a Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young official scorer and just an all-around good guy. advocate for the Hunting Coalition, Bill Miles, said few people realize the economic impact of hunting in America and Maryland. From a national perspective, there are estimated 13.7 million hunters who annually spend $38.3 billion, supporting 681,000 jobs. From Maryland perspective, there are estimated 88,300 hunters who annually spend $266 million, supporting 4,498 jobs. These two individuals will be well positioned to carry out this message. Congratulations to Sean and to Steve, and that is in the newsletter at Maryland Hunting Coalition. So, we did that. Oh, let's just keep rolling along here with more from the Natural Resources Police. Let's see if I can find the rest of the story here. What did I do with it? Oh, here it is over here. Yeah. So we got an email from Ed up there in Carroll County. Had a big wild turkey on his porch. Looked like a wild turkey, but apparently it was a domestic turkey that escaped that actually resembled a wild turkey, and he thanks the Carroll County Sheriff's Department for coming and wrangling the turkey back to the farm from which it escaped. So, cool picture of a up close and personal picture of a turkey on the back porch. Enhanced enforcement of fishing regulation on the Susquehanna River in Harford and Cecil counties over the weekend of the 14th and 15th resulted in seven anglers being charged with catching striped bass in a spawning area. William John Coleman, 28, of Cockeysville, Matthew Corbin Wagner, 21, of Nottingham, Mark Tim Hay, 61, of Joppa, Jeffrey Allen Long, 48, of Essex, Logan Eric Kerman, 19, of Essex, Ivan Koretek, 20, of Dundalk, and James Lance Evelyn, 23, of Rising Sun, were all charged with catching striped bass in spawning area. Evelyn was also charged with failing to obey a police officer and possessing alcohol in a park. Failure to immediately release striped bass in the catch and release area of the Susquehanna Flats from March 1 to May 3rd is punishable by a $250 prepayable fine. And finally, two Washington area men were charged last Sunday, the 15th, in Dorchester County with catching and keeping 13 striped bass out of season. Officers on overnight surveillance at the Fishing Creek Bridge. Never heard about that on the show before, have we? No. Watched Maribel Koga, 55, of Burke, Virginia, and Johnny Ettore Koga, Sr., 53, of Washington, catch striped bass from Fishing Creek Bridge and hide them in their vehicle. When they were stopped, the fish were found in coolers and bags. Each man faces a maximum fine of $1,500 when they appear in Dorchester County District Court on June 27. There we go. That concludes the Natural Resources Police blotter, the most recent one. Turkey baiters, $7,000 in restitution. Turkey poachers, striper keepers, rockfish keepers, and other striped bass keepers from the Fishing Creek Bridge in Dorchester County. 410. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is your phone number to call to get in to win two tickets to the E-Men's Steve Chapman event. Regular $14 entry fee to get in for this event. And, it's a whole deal. I mean, it's a nice deal over there at the Eastern Assembly of God in Dundalk. Phone, call in, leave your name and number, and, go on the air with me, say hi, and then we'll pick a winner at the end here and send a pair of tickets out. But don't call if you're not going to go. You know, if you're going to go, let's go. So, Robin is working on the title regs for Crappy. She can't find anything. You're absolutely right. She went to Comar and can't find anything on the Comar regs. So, I'm going to guess you just use the freshwater regs for title crappies. I don't know.
We might have to contact our folks in fisheries. Maybe if somebody that would know, like, I don't know, Uncle Dale might know. We need to do somebody from DNR on panfish. I mean, we've had perch guys on in the past, but I mean, just overall panfish, bluegill, crappie, white perch, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, because that's the kind of fish that you get the kids involved in.
That's exactly right, and that's the kind of fish that, you know.
And they do put up a little bit of a
everybody
fight.
Everybody goes, oh, you know, I don't like them bluegills biting my back. You know what? Bluegills are fun. If
uh-huh.
you focus on the big ones, you're going to have a battle. And, you know, and I can't wait to go. I mean, I'm just, my buddy texted me last week. He was fishing.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me a picture of a 6-pound, 4-ounce smallmouth bass.
Wow.
Looked like a football.
Little whale.
A little pudgy, yeah. And he said, oh, yeah, and I caught this one on a spinnerbait. It was a 5-pound, 10-ounce largemouth as well. So, you know, all right. Thank you for rubbing it in. I'll be with you here in the next couple of weeks. So we'll do our annual once-a-year fish. I've been doing that for like 10 years now, maybe more than that. Going fishing, let's see, 2007, 2006. Yeah, this will be 12 years, I think, going in. So it's always fun fishing with the guys from the Electric Bass Anglers. So, I'm getting tired, buddy. Really am. I think we'll take the second break early, and we'll talk about a couple of our sponsors here, like Bay Country Bakery. That's what I need, a cup of coffee from Bay Country Bakery.
And one of their donuts.
A donut will put me out. But, yeah, I'll
get a bear claw. All that sugar.
No, I go the other way on sugar, man.
Gotcha.
You know, but I did have a maple donut with sliced almonds on top.
Ooh.
Oh, wonderful donut with maple icing and almonds sliced on top. And there's Robin on the text right now, and she said
she's on her way to pick some up.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. But, you know, Frank from Easton put me on to those folks, and they've been a great sponsor ever since. Frank sent me a picture of an elephant ear that he was eating. You know what an elephant ear is? It's a big, flat donut. It's like, you know, about a half-inch thick,
mm-hmm.
and it's that big. It's just kind of like
the size of a dinner plate.
Yeah, it's bigger, but it's wonderful. Yeah, they're very good. So if you go get the elephant ear down at Bay Country Bakery, tell them, you know, you heard about it on the radio. Bay Country Bakery, Cambridge, not only serves a great breakfast from 6 to 11 Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but they have some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore. And I'm not kidding on that. I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive through when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing down that way. My mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 to 2 every day you can grab a tasty lunch. Dave and Jeannie Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery. Remember that name, Bay Country Bakery. It's located at 2951 Coastal Highway. That's Route 50, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. And I want you to think big donut. There's a big donut on the side of the building, and there's a big donut on the roof, too. And the big donut on the roof is probably 4 feet or more in diameter. It's a pretty big donut. Anyway, visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by. Say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Big warm-up in store next week for Baltimore and for much of the East Coast with upper-level high pressure taking over. We're talking about some mid-80s in the forecast by Wednesday and Thursday. Our temps this afternoon in the low 70s, low tonight down to 40 degrees. Cooler weather Sunday, sunshine, a high of only 55 degrees, and upper 40s Sunday night. The warm-up starts Monday, Tuesday with sunshine and highs in the 60s and 70s. See some mid-80s by Wednesday. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Chesapeake Outdoors is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. And they're located right off Route 50, right there in Kent Island at exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. You'll drive past them and then get off the exit and kind of come in, kind of do a little, you know, around the block type of thing. But I'll tell you what, once you get in there, you're going to see everything for hunting and fishing. And the inventory's coming in even as we speak. They've got custom bucktails, parachutes, and umbrellas. They carry the habanero baits, which have the silicone skirts. They've got some other baits with the rubber skirts on them that are just wonderful for striped bass. And, of course, all the traditional parachutes and so forth, the tandem rigs and all that. Rods, reels, and line, trolling combos at great prices. And they'll, you know, they do line winding. They have a station set up for that too. And I've been in there when they're putting new line on trolling reels and that type of thing. But they've got all that and custom planer boards, planer board lines, planer board flags, and all the accessories that go with planer boards. And they can teach you how to troll with a planer board for striped bass during the trophy season. Yeti coolers, Costa Del Mar sunglasses, Bubba Blade knives, a full line of camouflage, shotguns, ammo, calls, decoys, and camo for turkeys, turkey decoys, crossbows by Raven, and 10-point and Excalibur and more, Matthews Mission bows. It's all there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Want to give them a call or stop by? Again, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 410-604-2500.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
All you trollers out there,
I know why.
Tommy James and Shondell? Saw him in concert twice when I was in my teenage years. At the Jaffa Mosque in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And I had a date. I don't remember much of the concert. I feel fine. I'm going to take my time. Dragging a line. You know, Buddy and I were talking about that trolling action just yesterday or day before about how exciting it is to troll for rockfish. Yeah. But, you know, when the rod goes down and you reel the fish in, that's kind of cool.
But until that time, it's like watching paint dry.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like watching going down to the river and watching the bridge rust. Exactly right. Yep. So, I do personally like the live lining. If I were fishing for striped bass, personally, top water, plugging, live lining, chumming, and then trolling. I like to be a little more involved. I like to be a little more involved in the enticement process, you know. I like to fool them. I would say that outside of fishing, you know, bed fishing for smallmouth and catch and release, my favorite type of freshwater fishing is throwing a plug on the surface and watching those mostly bass blow up on that. Okay. Mm-hmm. My second is river fishing for walleyes. Okay.
Okay.
And that's a lot of casting with shads and twisters and things like that. And, you know, you're just casting and waiting for that thump on the line, and then there it is. But I like everything. I like perch fishing. There's a toss-up between the walleyes and the hickory shad. And that's thanks to, you know, Uncle Dale. Hickory shad are so much fun. I mean, they're not a big fish. They're the size of like a freshwater trout.
Okay.
But there's so much action. They're so strong of a fish. You catch them in the current, you know, and they just pull and pull and pull. And then they'll jump 3-4 feet out of the water. And
wow.
Then, you know, the two or three jumps. I mean, that's what they're called, the poor man's tarpon, for that reason.
Okay.
And you can catch 40 of them a day. You know, so the action's nonstop. And even if you only catch 10, you've had a wonderful day. So, but that's fun. And, you know, Robin's better at it than I am. So, you know. So I don't take her anymore.
You don't want her to show you up?
She shows me up all the time, so it's no big deal. Yeah. So, I'll tell you, women are actually better anglers than men are.
Probably because they've got more patience.
And more sensitivity. I think they can detect a bite a little quicker than a guy can. You know, they're a little more attentive to the task. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a guy's going, oh, look at a seagull. And, you know, his bait's going out, you know, rolling out.
The woman's more
focused. And the woman's going, okay, I'm just waiting for this little anticipation of this bite here, right here. And boom, there it is, you know. And the guy's like, oh, I got a bite, you know. So, I, what else I like, and a lot of people don't do it, I've never done it, but I've done it once, and it's so much fun. And that's fishing for porgies or scop out of Delaware Bay. Non-stop action, good eating fish. You're going to catch porgies, you might catch blowfish, you might catch something else, but you talk about fun and good eating panfish, and mm-hmm. that's porgies. Yeah, Bess wasn't with us, but they were great.
How do you cook them?
Fry them.
Okay.
You fry them up. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, fry them up. But, I love that. I miss it. My favorite bay fishing, believe it or not, is not striped bass. Sea trout. Weak fish. Delaware Bay, lower Chesapeake Bay, mouth of the Hunger River.
You miss it, but yet you're on that side of the bridge, and you're much closer there than those of us
here. I'm just getting reestablished, man. We'll get all that done. We'll get all those trips going out. You know, the trout and the bluefish are both cyclical, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bluefish are fun, too, you know. But I guess I just love fishing.
More so than hunting?
I love them equally. I just don't take the time to do the fishing because that's when I'm doing that's
everything.
That's the business time of year, you know. And so, you know, we're gonna do more of that. Now, Robin's been out for a year with her shoulder surgery, so you know she hasn't been able to enjoy any fishing. You tear a rotator cuff, you're not real good on casting with the right arm, you know. So, But
well, Wednesday, from what I understand, Wednesday is going to be beautiful.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I mean, up here, they're calling for like 80-some-odd degrees.
80 degrees uh-huh. Wednesday.
80 degrees. Yep. 84 degrees, I think, on Wednesday.
Hmm.
And I can check to see.
Well, that's going to help. That's going to help everything because that's going to make the water temperature go out and all that stuff. So, yep.
And then on your side of the pond.
My side of the pond.
Your side of the pond.
Let's see here. We got.
Now this is basically more down towards Fenwick Island, but Wednesday, daytime high of 81, 82. As of now. Now, all this, as you know, can change in a heartbeat because we all live in Maryland. But
that's true. Yeah.
82, basically, 81, 82, Wednesday and Thursday of next week.
I was looking at the long-term forecast for, you know, I want to go fishing in probably around May 10th sometime. So I was looking at the extended forecast for May, and I pulled up it's extended forecast, you know, and I'm looking and it says May 9th, or on the 9th, it said 41 degrees, mixture snow and rain. I went, that's not good. Oh, that's the April calendar.
You forgot to slide.
I forgot to slide the thing over. Yeah, you know I hate cell phones, but that is what it is. So, oh man, 410 WCBM 680. We're coming to the end of the show, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
but we still can take some calls.
We still can take a couple of calls.
We got plenty of time.
We do, but I want to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Remember, it's turkey hunting time, and it's also shotgun sports time. So Clyde's also carries a full line of Browning shotguns. Don't forget about the Satori over and under. Great shotgun for those of you who love the shotgun sports. Beautiful, beautiful firearm. It's the Browning Satori. If you like the, if you like trap and skeet, thank you. It's the BT-99 trap gun as well. And, you know, it's a single shot, and you're going to like that for shooting trap. There's the, A5. Now, this is the one you want to get for waterfowl hunting. It's, the fastest cycling, most reliable, best performing, softest shooting recoil operated autoloader on the planet. It has a 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. The A5 comes in camo and other patterns as well. All that from Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full line Browning dealer, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone 410-242-6108. Don't forget their 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-FISH. All right, we've been handed the. Oh, that's Russ. Okay, do you have a? Okay. Looks like it's Brian for the two tickets. We'll give Brian a call. Brian Cobb for the two tickets, and he will be notified. I hope it can go, Brian. It's a great time. We'll call you and verify that, and then, you know, we can call a second choice if you can't go. But you're going to enjoy this Steve Chapman, you know, ministry and lecture or talk or speak or, you know, expo, whatever you want to call it over there at the Eastern Assembly of God on May 11th. Going to be a great time for sportsmen to gather and fellowship and eat and have a good time. I'm out of stuff. You got anything in mind there, Chris?
No.
Okay. Why don't we end the show early and that way I can get a cup of coffee and get out of here. What do you think? You want to play the music or not? Probably shouldn't, though, huh?
No. I mean, because then we're going to have, like, nothing going on for about 4 minutes.
I got a full 4 minutes?
No, well, actually, no, about 3.5 right now.
Okay. Well, here's what I'd like to do. I would like to have callers call in the next 30 seconds, 410-922-6680. And fill our remaining space.
Yeah, like what's your favorite fish recipe? Or
oh, I'm talking about fishing. I'm trying to inspire people to talk about going fishing and my favorite fishing trip. I've thrown out 15 different scenarios out there.
Or taking a child
taking a kid fishing. I mean, yeah, we could talk about that a little bit. That's a good idea. 410-922-6680 if you'd like to call. We have a few minutes remaining, actually. I'm just, you know, messing around with you. But taking a kid fishing is great. You know, I was a kid. My dad took me fishing. My first fishing trip was, remember, I grew up in Pennsylvania, Altoona, Pennsylvania. My first fishing trip was to the warming dam. We called it the warming dam at the Penn State campus there north of Altoona. And I caught pumpkin seeds and bluegills and rock bass. And from there, we moved on to fishing the Juniata River. And I was the shoreline kid. You know, sure, I'd throw my soft-shell crab out there in the Juniata River, but my favorite thing was going along the edges and catching the rock bass on a little piece of night crawler. That's what I did. And then I always found out where the water was 1/2 inch deeper than what my hip boots would cover my legs. I could always wade out to just 1/2 inch over the top of my hip boots. So much fun. Came home wet and muddy so many times. I'm sure my dad was ready to kill me. Mark in Towson, good morning. How are you, Mark?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Thank you for calling. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. I'll speak slowly.
Well, believe it or not, we got four calls lined up behind you. Yeah.
So what's the story? How are the grasses in the bay doing this year?
Oh, did you see the press release?
No.
Exceeded expectations. We're at a wonderful time with the grasses in the bay. It just came out the other day, as a matter of fact. I can't remember the number of acres, but it's spectacular. DNR.
Well, who knows? Maybe we'll end up getting some reefs rebuilt, and we'll get oysters cleaning the bay. And
that's very possible. That's very possible. You know, a nice place to hide a soft crab is in all those grasses.
Yeah.
You know? So, the dang press release came out the other day. Where was it? Talked about the big grasses. But, yeah, I mean, it's
good news for a change.
Yeah, it is. It is. And doggone it. I was just trying to hit it here real quick online. Maybe we can find it, what the acreage was. But, they're celebrating the bay cleanup a little bit. And, of course, there it is. Maryland's underwater grass exceeds a record of 60,000 acres.
Fantastic.
Yep, third consecutive record-breaking year for underwater grass abundance. 62,356 acres of underwater grasses were mapped in Maryland's tidal waters, 5% increase over 2016.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'm glad for that. And it does improve everything, the water quality, the air quality, the fishing, the crabbing, and all that. So,
have a wonderful week.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
You betcha.
Take care, man. Bye-bye. Here we are. Hey, Alan, Catonsville, Colleen in Revere Beach, and Tom in Baltimore. Thanks for calling in. Try it a little earlier next time. We'll be more than glad to talk about what you want to talk about. But right there is the music. Thanks for trying to help me end the show on a positive note. And we did with the increase of the bay grasses, which is wonderful for the bay. Cleaner water.